The news just came in from the county of Keck that a very small bug by the name of Van Vleck is yawning so wide you can look down his neck. This may not seem very important, I know, but it is, so I'm bothering telling you so. A yawn is quite catching, you see, like a cough. It just takes one yawn to start other yawns off. Now the news has come in that some friends of Van Vleck's are yawning so wide you can look down their necks. At this moment, right now, under seven more noses, great yawns are in blossom. They're blooming like roses. The yawn of that one little bug is still spreading. According to latest reports, it is heading across the wide fields through the sleepy night air, across the whole country, toward every which where. And people are gradually starting to say, "I feel rather drowsy. I've had quite a day." Creatures are starting to think about rest. Two Bifferbaum birds are now building their nest. They do it each night. And quite often, I wonder how they do this big job without making a blunder. But that is their problem, not yours and not mine. The point is, they're going to bed, and that's fine. Sleep thoughts are spreading throughout the whole land. The time for night brushing of teeth is at hand. Up at Herkimer Falls, where the great river rushes and crashes down crags in great gargling gushes, the Herkimer sisters are using their brushes. Those falls are just grand for toothbrushing beneath, if you happen to be up that way with your teeth. The news just came in from the castle of Krupp that the lights are all out and the drawbridge is up. And the old drawbridge drawer just said with a yawn,
"My drawbridge is drawn, and it's going to stay drawn till the milkman delivers the milk about dawn. I'm going to bed now, so nobody better come round with a special delivery letter."
The number of sleepers is steadily growing. Bed is where more and more people are going. In Culpeper Springs, in the Stiltwalker's Hall, the Stiltwalker's stilts are all stacked on the wall. The Stiltwalker walkers have called it a day. They're all tuckered out, and they're snoozing away. This is very big news. It's important to know. And that's why I'm bothering telling you so. Way out in the west, in the town of Merced, the Hinklehorn Honking Club just went to bed. Every horn has been quietly hung on a hook for the night in its own private Hinklehorn nook. All this long, happy day, they've been honking about, and the Hinklehorn honkers have honked themselves out. But they'll wake up quite fresh in the morning, and then they'll start right in Hinklehorn honking again. Everywhere, creatures are falling asleep. The collapsible Frink just collapsed in a heap. And by adding the Frink to the others before, I am able to give you the Who's Asleep score. Right now, 40,404 creatures are happily, deeply in slumber. I think you'll agree that's a whopping fine number. Counting up sleepers? Just how do we do it? Really quite simple. There's nothing much to it. We find out how many, we learn the amount by an audio-telio-talio count. On a mountain halfway between Reno and Rome, we have a machine in a plexiglass dome which listens and looks into everyone's home. And whenever it sees a new sleeper go flop, it jiggles and lets a new biggle ball drop. Our chap counts these balls as they plop in a cup. And that's how we know who is down and who's up. Do you talk in your sleep? It's a wonderful sport. And I have some news of this sport to report. The world champion sleep talkers, Joe and Mo Redzoff, have just gone to sleep. And they're talking their heads off.
I can't tell you, there's a guys, and there's a cars, but there's draws. Ah, there weren't. There was a draws, too, and the girls were in pros. And there's flaws in it, guys. Yeah, there's the pros and everything. And I never worry, either, because there'd be the girls and the pros and all.
For 55 years now, each chattering brother has babbled and gabbled all night to the other. They've talked about laws, and they've talked about gauze. They've talked about paws, and they've talked about flaws. They've talked quite a lot about old Santa Claus. And the reason I'm telling you this is because you should take up this sport. It's just fine for the jaws. Do you walk in your sleep? I just had a report of some interesting news of this popular sport. Near Finnegan Fen, there's a sleepwalking group which not only walks, but it walks a la hoop. Every night they go miles. Why, they walk to such length they have to keep eating to keep up their strength. So every so often, one puts down his hoop, stops hooping, and does some quick snooping for soup. That's why they are known as the Hoop Soup Snoop Group. Sleepwalking, too, are the curious Crandalls, who sleepwalk on hills with assorted-sized candles. The Crandalls walk nightly in slumbering peace, in spite of slight burns from the hot dripping grease. The Crandalls wear candles because they walk far, and if they wake up, want to see where they are. Now the news has arrived from the Valley of Vale that a Chippendale mup has just bitten his tail, which he does every night before shutting his eyes. Such nipping sounds silly, but really it's wise. He has no alarm clock, so this is the way he makes sure that he'll wake at the right time of day. His tail is so long, he won't feel any pain till the nip makes the trip and gets up to his brain. In exactly 8 hours, the Chippendale mup will at last feel the bite and yell, "Ouch!" and wake up. And Mr. and Mrs. J. Carmichael Prox have just gone to bed near the town of Fort Knox. And they, by the way, have the finest of clocks. I'm not at all sure that I quite understand just how the thing works with that one extra hand. But I do know this clock does one very slick trick. It doesn't tick-tock. How it goes is tock-tick. So with ticks in its tocker and tocks in its ticker, it saves lots of time and the sleeper sleep quicker. What a fine night for sleeping. From all that I hear, it's the best night for sleeping in many a year. They're even asleep in the Zwieback Motel, and people don't usually sleep there too well. The beds are like rocks, and as everyone knows, the sheets are too short. They won't cover your toes. So, if people are actually sleeping in there, it's a great night for sleeping. It must be the air. It's a great night for snores. I just had a report of some boys who are tops in this musical sport. The snortiest snorers in all our fair land are Snorter MacPhail and his Snora Snort Band. This band can snore.